This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about T. Higgins, and it seems like T. Higgins in D.C., I'm not going to say it's dead, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
All reports are that they're working on a contract in Cincinnati, and if they don't agree to a contract, they're going to slap the franchise tag on him for the second time, and it's unlikely he's going to leave Cincinnati. They really, supposedly, maybe it's a new era, the Cincinnati Bengals, for years and years they were known as cheap. Now they feel like they're trying to keep Burrow, Chase, and Higgins
together. I think they're still viewed as pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Like, kind of antiquated way of doing
things. I mean, if you tag him again, you're still kind of being cheap because you're only paying him for the 1 year.
It's still the same power structure there in Cincinnati.
I mean, think about it. Jamar Chase is arguably the best receiver in the game.
Yeah.
They haven't, I mean, he wanted a new deal before this year, and then he just played under, what was he making, like $14 million?
I think that's right. Something.
I mean, they didn't
there.
Ink him to a long-term deal.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, other receivers are cashing in, like CeeDee Lamb. All the top guys are getting paid, and he's just sitting there waiting.
So now they're going to have to pay two. I mean, if they pay Higgins, I mean, they might just be tagging him because they want to make a trade. But I can't believe they haven't inked, you know, Chase to a long-term deal. He's fantastic.
So we talked about Higgins. It seems unlikely that Higgins is going to leave Cincinnati this year. And now it seems like Chris Godwin, who was number two on the list, may not be available. Reports are that Godwin is working on a new contract that would keep him in Tampa. He's always played in Tampa. He's 28 years old, entire career there.
And don't you want continuity for Baker Mayfield along with Mike Evans, especially with Liam Cohen departing in the offseason and going to coach for the Jags? Like, you want your top weapons around your quarterback. So that makes sense. The Bucs want to keep him in the fold, especially if he's healthy and recuperating from that injury.
How discouraging is this if you're a Commanders fan? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I don't know how many conversations that we've had over the months about T. Higgins. All right, if you cross out T. Higgins and you cross out Chris Godwin, according to PFF, the next highest rated free agent wide receiver is Amari Cooper, who seems to have been on 100 teams already.
He's just not sexy at this point. He's a competent guy, but I wouldn't be excited about that.
I mean, at this point, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm looking at what's left on the market, assuming Godwin signs in Tampa, and I might just have to turn my direction towards the draft.
The draft?
To find my receiver.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal with, do I really want to sign Hollywood Brown or Stephon Diggs coming off of an
I wouldn't
ACL
want
tear.
Any of those guys.
Like,
but you mentioned Christian Kirk yesterday.
Christian Kirk is kind of intriguing, but the problem with him is he has a hard time staying healthy.
Yeah, it's a lot of these guys.
And he's kind of a smaller receiver.
And he's under contract.
Correct.
But the assumption is that
what's Debo's deal?
Debo Samuel, you have to trade for him.
Yeah.
He's under contract too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just
now the 49ers have told him, all right, go find a team or go find a trade, and then we'll listen.
Here's the problem with Amari Cooper.
Still might not make any sense for them.
I mean, Amari Cooper's first couple of seasons in Cleveland, so he played in Oakland for the first 4 years of his career. Then he played in Dallas for four seasons. And during those eight seasons, he was over 1,000 yards half of the seasons, right? Then in Cleveland, I mean, he had kind of bomb years. I guess this is during the height of Deshaun Watson. He had 9 touchdowns, 1,160 yards. Then the following year, 1,250 yards, just 5 touchdowns. But then 2024 was just a bust. Half the time in Cleveland, half the time in Buffalo. He ended up with 4 touchdowns. It just seemed like Josh Allen liked everybody else more than Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of brought in to be the number one guy, but he wasn't.
Yeah, if I'm Peters, I'm just going to look at that landscape and say, none of those options are very attractive, and I'm going to have to overpay because I'm going to get in a bidding war with somebody for Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper. I think he's just going to look at like a second or third round pick and find a guy he likes, and that's going to be his
score. I think it's a bigger issue for the fans than it is for them. They score 30 points a game. They will find somebody. They'll find an upgrade. It may not be to your liking, but they will. And maybe it will be through the draft.
Or maybe they go out and pluck a guy who's like a second or third tier free agent. And they think that based on what they can do offensively in the system, that they can put up numbers.
Why aren't we higher on Diggs? 800-636-1067. Okay, he got hurt last year. Before that, he had 6 straight seasons over 1,000 yards.
No, he's dynamite. But he has...
But how old is he?
31.
Yeah, do you want to go out and get a 31-year-old?
Written all over him. Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have a guy who's 22 or 23 or 27?
I'd rather have a young...
Ideally, but, you know...
You still can do that.
We've talked about, and other people have talked about it, that given the situation they have right now with Jaden Daniels, you're not... Yes, you're rebuilding and recalibrating and all that stuff, but you're also going for it right now. You're right there. So why wouldn't you want somebody that's extremely productive? Now, he got hurt last year. But the year before that, 107 catches. The year before that, 108 catches.
If they signed him,
he had four straight seasons over 100 catches.
If they made a move for him or signed him, I'd be psyched. We got Stephon Diggs, of course. But I'm not sure that they're going to go in that direction.
He had four straight seasons over 100 catches, 6 straight over 1,000 yards until this past season, which was derailed by injury.
His age and his diva qualities scare me off.
They scare me a little bit too. He could be a toxic influence on Jaden.
If he's not getting the ball thrown to him enough,
do I need him yelling at Jaden?
Yeah, I mean,
do I need that?
Does Jaden want that?
I'm sure Jaden can handle himself.
Right.
As somebody pointed out yesterday in one of these tweets, Jaden's only 1 year younger than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been a pro for how many years now? Like 5 years, 6 years?
I have a name, and this name, it might get laughed at because of what happened to him this past year. But just hear me out. Deontay Johnson. Now, you're not going to find a guy whose value and whose street value is lower because he was bouncing around from team to team to team. He's kind of a weirdo. But maybe Dan Quinn can get his hands on him and say, look, what's happened these last year has been an embarrassment. You're on 3 different teams. You're bitching about your role in Baltimore. They got rid of you.
He was bitching about his role everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, go look at that dude's numbers in Pittsburgh before he went on this weird odyssey. Like, maybe that's a guy that they could roll the dice with that doesn't cost a lot. And he's not your number two wideout, but he'd make for a really good number three wideout if his head's on straight. He's just laughing.
Why would I want Deontay Johnson over Stephon Diggs? You telling me you'd rather have him than Stephon Diggs?
Because he's cheaper.
But he's also less productive.
True.
He's had 1,000-yard season.
But you know what else he
tell me to look at his numbers in Pittsburgh? Okay, he had one really good season. Maybe you could say 2 good, really good seasons.
Again, I'm not saying this is your solution. I'm saying he's like the 2025 version of like Noah Brown.
Someone's gonna sign.
You know what I mean? Like he's not your number two wideout. But I would bring him in the building and see if there's anything left that I can mine out of him.
I think I'd rather bring back Noah Brown.
I mean, I think Deontay Johnson, if his head is on correct, is a better player than Noah Brown.
What about just looking at the draft, and where are we going to pick in the draft?
29.
29.
So what about somebody down. Projected, they say he's 32 ranked overall prospect, the receiver from Ohio State. Looks like a Buka? Beast. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might go higher than that.
He's a third ranked receiver, but they say overall his ranking is 32.
Where's Trey Harris ranked?
49, but fourth receiver, but 49 overall.
Now, the thing I like about Harris is his size.
Is that the dude out of Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, and he came from a pass-happy offense.
Yeah.
Igbuka looks strong, though.
He's good.
He's only 6'1", but he looks strong.
I think that they'll probably, if they don't get
Ohio State brotherhood with Terry McLaurin, that could work.
Could be.
Again, I don't think it's a primary need. I would address the O-line, D-line,
defense. I don't think it's a primary need either, but if Peters loves him and he's there at 29 and it fills a need, mm-hmm. I could see him making that the first
pick. I don't know if he's definitely not a second-round pick, but Ty Felton from Maryland, I like him.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. 800-636.
He might be a third or a fourth rounder, but sure. I like him.
106.7, if you want to chime in on the wide receiver dilemma for the Commanders. It looks like the top two guys on the free agency board in T. Higgins and Chris Godwin, they are likely to return to their teams.
Remember, you got to take character and everything into account.
Totally.
You have to. That's where I'm a little bit concerned about Diggs.
These guys definitely value that in the locker room.
Let's go to Reese. Reese, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, Reese.
Yeah. All right, I figure like this. If we can't get near one of them, then is the next best thing. You go get yourself two top offensive linemen, and you go get the best running back available that can shift, and that'll make up for it because Jaden Daniels did it with the receivers he got, and he didn't have an offensive line, and he didn't have a scat back. So you do the next best thing. You don't pressure yourself in trying to do something and give up all these picks when you don't need to. Just do the next best thing. You go get two linemen and a dominating running back, and that'll make up for it. And you can go get Keenan Allen or somebody like that just to throw in there.
Thanks, pal. I mean, I wouldn't say they didn't have an offensive line. And the offensive line performed better than you'd expect if you look at some of the rankings.
And
was it as good as the Eagles' offensive line? No.
No, of course not.
No, but
it wasn't bad.
But you would agree they do need to make some adjustments there. They have to make some additions.
He had a pretty good scat back named Austin Ekeler when he was healthy, before he got concussed. He was actually a nice boost to the offense.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Rod.
What's up?
Hey, look, so I think wide receiver is a need for this team. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, when we was playing against the Eagles, man, it was obvious that we did not have enough weapons.
Yeah.
So I think we need to. I think we should do it in the draft. It's quite a few good receivers in this draft. I think we should get whether it be a big receiver, a speedy receiver, anything. We need a receiver. So I think they should do it in the draft. I actually like Austin Ekeler, man. If we the type of back that he is, catch, run, if we could find somebody in the draft like him or keep him. But I think we need a receiver, and I think we should spend all our free our money we have in free agency on the defensive side of the ball and just get, and find the offensive players in the draft. That's what I think.
That's fair.
Well, they're going to definitely go out there and look at these young receivers, no doubt, in the draft. The free agent list isn't great. I mean, at the top it is, but it's not great in the middle. But I still believe that they have the confidence, and Kingsbury probably has the confidence, that he can put anybody in there based on the system. And with Jaden, they can make it work, and he can put up numbers.
800-636-1067 is the number. It seems like some of the top receivers are likely to stay with their team. So what do you want the Commanders to do this offseason at wide receiver?